With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump train picking up more passengers at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. With last night's focus on unity, some of Mr. Trump's former rivals for the GOP nomination endorsed him. That includes former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
Haley took the convention stage and immediately set aside her differences with Trump, offering her strong endorsement. Then she spoke directly to her faithful supporters.
My message to them is simple. You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him.
Haley said she and Trump agree more than they disagree and claimed that a unified Republican Party is essential for saving the country. Buxton, Milwaukee.
And what can we expect today?
On the third day at the Republican National Convention, the theme shifts to national security and foreign policy. A speech by Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will introduce the vice presidential nominee to fellow Republicans and a wider national audience. President Biden's handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, the crises in Ukraine and the Middle East will come under fire, and former Trump administration officials will outline what foreign policy would look like if Donald Trump were reelected to a second term. Former Trump rival Nikki Haley.
A strong president doesn't start wars. A strong president prevents wars.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Britain's new Labour Party government says it will calm the country's storm-tossed political waters and ease its cost of living crisis. The government setting out its plans for national renewal at the grand state opening of Parliament today. King Charles read a speech written by the government outlining its legislative agenda. The mayor of Paris has taken a swim in the Seine River, meant to meet its improved state of cleanliness ahead of the Olympic Games. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 98 points. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates like J.D. Vance.
The Ohio senator is former President Trump's nominee for vice president, and he comes to the ticket with strong pro-life credentials. Carol Tobias, who heads National Right to Life, says Senator Vance is, quote, committed to promoting life and protecting both women and their preborn children. She adds that Vance is a strong supporter of pro-life pregnancy centers and opposes federal funding for abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York Attorney General and the New York Civil Liberties Union have filed suit against the county on Long Island over its latest attempt to ban males from playing on women's sports teams at county facilities. The separate lawsuits were filed Monday. They came on the same day that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a Republican, signed the policy into law. An earlier executive order by him was struck down by a judge. Both challenges argue the Nassau ban violates state anti-discrimination laws. Blakeman says the lawsuits are disappointing. This is SRN News. Plenty of troubled bridges out there, and the Biden administration is about to take the wraps off a $5 billion plan aimed at repairing or replacing 16 of them.
The grants come from a $1 trillion infrastructure package President Biden signed into law in 2021. The largest project provides an additional $1.4 billion to help replace two bridges carrying Interstate 5 traffic over the Columbia River between Oregon and Washington. Other projects receiving $500 million or more include bridges in Mobile, Alabama and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Power restored at an overcrowded California men's prison. It ran on emergency generators for several days following a major electrical outage amid a heat wave. Corrections officials say the problem was fixed yesterday afternoon. The electricity had been out since Sunday when temperatures topped 96 degrees. PG&E says the problem was with equipment at the prison. More details, SRNnews.com.